from the Baltimore Banner. He is Kyle Goon. Kyle, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Vinny and Haney.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Yeah, dragging a little bit this morning after a late night leaving M&T about 1:30. I'm sure some people stayed later, but I think Baltimore fans are buzzing about this team after last night.
And we saw, and we talked about it, Kyle, in the opening of the show, this air quotes identity, the offense last 2 weeks. Wow, you put up 28 points, 35 points, went on the road, then went at home against an undefeated team. And your running back has gained almost 300 yards. Your quarterback rating has been over 130 in both weeks. Is this a sustainable identity if, in fact, this is the identity of the offense?
I mean, I think, yeah. I think, honestly, this was the offense that I was kind of picturing the Ravens would start out the season with. And, you know, I don't know if it was the offensive line. I don't know if it was, you know, just trying to get Derrick Henry ingrained. I don't know if maybe they just kind of looked at the first 2 weeks and results and said, hey, we got to change some things. Maybe all the above. But, you know, I just think this is kind of what the Ravens have to do just because of the personnel they have. They have a quarterback who is, you know, obviously a great passer as well, but just an electric runner. And that's sort of what makes him different from all the other quarterbacks in the NFL. And then they have the guy who's been the best running back over the last 8 years. And when you have those two guys, I just feel like necessarily your offense has to be geared toward the run gets established first and everything else flows out of that. And I think you saw the power of that last night.
Do you think that Rosengarten is the right tackle from here on out?
I definitely think he has a case. I mean, you know, we all kind of remember that first week against the Chiefs when Chris Jones turned Roger into a turnstile and he admitted that he had the yips. You know, I think it will come down to, you know, how healthy is Andrew Voorhees. But, you know, I think the Ravens like Patrick McCurry in that role where they can kind of flex him around, spin him into guard, spin him to a tackle, and just play him everywhere. I mean, you know, Ronnie Stanley said yesterday he's a unicorn. He's played all five positions of offensive line since he's been with the Ravens, and I think that's kind of the preferred role for Patrick, and you know, hopefully you're hoping that Roger Rosengarten is your future right tackle.
Yeah, I thought Rosengarten played well last night. I thought Falele, you know, does a nice job. In the run stuff, I think Falele does well. And he looks like he's in better shape. He's moving better. He just looks better. And then McCurry, I thought McCurry was okay. Voorhees was not good against Dallas, I didn't think, in a run game. So if they can get him going, then I think they would have the situation that you're talking about.
Yeah, and I mean, this whole thing has been a work in progress, right? I mean, even since the preseason, I think we all understood that there would be, I mean, Eric Costa said it himself, there's going to be some hiccups, and boy, was he right. But, you know, I think everyone we're talking about is young. Roger's young. Andrew Voorhees is in his first year being healthy. And that just takes time. Daniel Falele is still fairly young in his career. It just takes time to kind of find their roles, find their new positions, figure out the responsibilities. But with the talent that the Ravens have, especially in their backfield, I just don't see a situation where they don't get to a respectable level by season's end.
I thought both coordinators had their best game calling last night.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, as good as the offensive was, I think it was even bigger for Zach Orr
big time
to kind of show his upside. There were a lot of questions coming in as one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL, right? And you know, when you have a guy like Mike McDonald who was so effective, who had the Ravens running on top gear all of last season, there's a lot of questions. But most of the people I had talked to in the locker room, you know, I wrote about Zach Orr last week, and a lot of players told me, listen, he's out there taking accountability. He says, I have to call plays faster. I have to get better at this. But we don't think what we're doing wrong is his fault. Ultimately, we have to go out there and execute what Zach is telling us to do. And I think a lot of things just clicked into place this week.
Yeah. The only thing I would say to that is it's the exact same players that were playing the year before, and they didn't have the issues. That would be my response to that.
Yeah. And you know, look, anytime you change coaching, and this is Zach's first time calling plays on defense, I think there's just different communication things to work out. I mean, I think most of some of the gaps in the pass defense have been about communication, about guys, you know, not covering certain receivers or not handing off coverage in the right way. And yesterday, you kind of see the pass rush on. But also the pass rush was on because the secondary was so effective. So I think they're getting to that place where things are gelling under Zach Gore.
What was the, I'm sure the mood in the locker room was outstanding last night. What were some of the players talking about last night? You know, like Van Ooy, you know, because he's playing so well right now and he looks like he's in really good shape and moving very fluidly.
Yeah. You know, my colleague Gianna Hahn wrote about this on the Baltimore Banner, and David Ajabo was telling her, this guy is, I don't know, 39, 40 years old. He's really 34 or 33 rather, but he's out there. He has 6 sacks on the season. It's kind of unbelievable. And what Kyle has told us earlier this season was last year when the season started, he wasn't on a football team. And that really affected him. It really took it personal. And he really didn't feel good about that. And I think you see him showing up at minicamp, doing things this offseason with the team, coming in and really setting the tone in these last 3 games. I think that says a lot about Kyle's motivation to prove at 33 he is still a top-level pass rusher.
Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, joining us, Vidi and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Kyle, last thing for you, looking ahead to Cincinnati Sunday there, then Washington all of a sudden, first place in their division. They come the following week, and then you go on a Monday nighter down to Tampa where Baker Mayfield, outside of that Denver debacle, he's been playing like an MVP himself. Could we possibly see the Ravens over the next 3 weeks start to separate themselves a little bit from the rest of the North, especially if they beat Cincinnati, because Cleveland looks like they stink. Pittsburgh, all right, whatever, they're 3-1, but, you know, with all sorts of concerns there. Could Baltimore over the next 3 weeks really start to make a difference here in the division?
I think so. I really do think Baltimore, by talent, is the best team in the AFC North this year. And I think they have the chance to prove it. And, you know, I'm sure you are, Vinny, I'm already thinking ahead 2 weeks when Jaden Daniels comes to Baltimore and seeing an all-time Maryland showdown for the first time in, gosh, I don't know how many years that game is going to be relevant. But I think taking care of business against Cincinnati has to be number one. I mean, it's the Ravens' first AFC North game this season. We all know that AFC North games, no matter what it looks like on paper, they tend to be these, you know, blood and guts affairs. and I don't think the Bengals are going to let the Ravens out easy coming into Cincinnati. So that has to be number one, even though I think all of us are really excited to see Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson, possibly the future of the league versus its reigning MVP. I can't lie. I'm really excited to see that game in 2 weeks.
All right, Kyle, Orioles, Royals, what happens starting tomorrow?
Oof. Yeah, I think actually probably the Orioles got the better opponent in that series. You know, the Detroit Tigers have just been so hot since All-Star break. But I just like the way that the Orioles have played in the last week. Feels like their power is coming back. They're hitting balls over the fence again. I love Corbin Burnes and Zach Eflin as game 1 and 2. I think the Orioles want a sweep. I mean, it's the best of 3, so you got to be quick, and you have your best 2 starters coming out, maybe the 2 best starters in this series. So I think the Orioles will take this round, but they really got to get it in 2, because you don't want to go into game 3 with, you know, possibly Dean Kramer as your starter and just not really sure after last season about feeling the anxiety, not getting a win at all in the postseason. You don't want a repeat of that.